What's your name, sir?
Jerry Ortman.
And where are you from?
I'm from Omaha.
Okay, and how long have you been coming to Rosenblatt?
Since I was about 5 years old.
So it's
right
long
almost
time.
At the beginning. First one I really remember was Holy Cross in 1952.
Oh, my.
I was 7 years old. I don't know, it's the first. My dad told me I came a couple years before that, but that's the first one I remember.
But you actually remember that game?
Yes, I do. Holy Cross in 1952. My dad worked for Dodson Electric, who did the light towers at the stadium. On Easter Sunday of 1948, the second light tower in from the right field stands fell, and it fell on a Dodson Electric truck that my dad was standing right next to.
Oh, my gosh.
He died 3 or 4 years ago at 95 years old, but he could have bought it on that day.
But he didn't.
No. And I played midget baseball here when the North Omaha champions would play the South Omaha champions. First time was probably after the fifth grade. I played for a team called Sampson's Used Cars. We got beat 2-1 by the South Omaha champion. I don't remember who they were. I played here again after my eighth grade year. Played for Murphy's, which was the Creighton prep team. We beat George's Drive-In 9-1. High school football games here. It was used for high school football games back in the 60s. And I've been coming to the College World Series as long as I can remember and bringing my sons. And I hate to see it move. I understand why it has to move. But
tell me about when you had your
bicycle. Oh, yes. And in fact, we found that on Father's Day, our kids and grandchildren were at our house this morning, and I had been out here once before. April 18th, 1954, I won a city championship in a bicycle rodeo, and they awarded us our new bikes right behind home plate between a doubleheader
wow.
of an Omaha Cardinals game. And I watched the Omaha Cardinals here.
It still has that picture from
back in the 1950s, Dick Schofield, Don Blasingame, Chris Cannizzaro, Stan Jock, Tom Lasseter, Tom Wolford was a pitcher, Tom Olson was a first baseman, Charlie Pete, many of the players that went on to play for the St. Louis Cardinals. And then we didn't have a team for a few years, and in 62, the Dodgers came, and many of the Dodger players that played here went on to play in the major leagues. And then there was a lull of, I believe, one more year before we got the AAA Kansas City team that came here.